Jesus said, when do we get a train in town? Jesus said, Jesus said in John Gospel 8:31-2, listen to this. Now listen carefully, listen prayerfully, listen with your heart. Jesus said in John Gospel chapter 8:31-2, he said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples in what? In your doings. You'll be my disciple in your doing. Other words, you'll do like I do. You'll do what I taught you. If you continue my word, you'll do my word. You'll walk in the light of it. You'll put it into practice. You'll stand your ground when you're challenged. You'll stand your ground when you're tested. It makes no difference whether it be in the physical area, financial area, or spiritual area. You'll stand your ground. If you continue my word, what if you don't continue? You'll cave in. You'll fold up. But we are not of those that cave in, right? And then he said, now listen to the next verse. Then he said, what? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Make you free. So they won't be able to put those, Satan won't be able to put those lies on you. Satan won't be able to deceive you in these matters. He won't teach. You'll stand your ground. You'll fight the good fight of faith. You'll hold fast to what God has said. You won't cave in. You won't back down because you know the truth. I am the healed. I am the redeemed. I am strong. I belong to him. I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. So I hold my ground. I stand and see, I don't know why it is. Most believers think when you get born again, you just float through life and don't have no problem. You're just getting ready for a fight like you never had before. You will have to fight the good fight of faith. If you are going to win in this life, all these devils and demons around you, and you think you're not going to have to fight, they'll have you sitting at the house, and you know you ought to be at church. They'll have you not giving. No, you ought to be a giver. No, then you've been taught, and you'll be trying to sneak around and spend it somewhere else. You know I'm telling the truth. If you listen to him, but if you get the truth in you, he can't talk to you about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew it was going to happen. But anyway, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, I quoted this scripture earlier. I'm going to read it to you. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh prophesies nothing. It is what quickens? The spirit quickens. The flesh prophesies nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Now watch this. My son, this is Proverbs 3:21. Can y'all put that up? Proverbs 3:21. Listen to this. Proverbs 3:21 says, my son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Jesus has been made unto us what? Wisdom. God's ability to perform, create, to bring forth. Wisdom said, I was there when he formed this earth. I was there. Wisdom showed him how to form and shape everything and put it in its place. Wisdom show you how to operate in this grace. Discretion. I mean, I took the time to look up because I was kind of concerned about discretion. Listen what it says. And I'll go slowly if you want to write it down. The power or the right to decide. The power or the right to decide or act according to one's judgment. If you got wisdom, you make a sound judgment. Then you have discretion with the power, the right to decide or act according to that which is sound. And so you won't be taking that garbage that Satan trying to feed you. God's in control. God put that sickness on you. God trying to teach you something. I wonder where you got, what are we doing with this big old book here? Why would he give us this and have the Holy Spirit interpret to men to write and record it? Then he going to use another method. And then put in there all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, it is what good, sound, and profitable for doctrine, teaching. But he's going to go outside telling me that all these scriptures good, then he's going to go outside and tell me another way. See, wisdom won't suck that, won't take that pig. Wisdom said, no, you lying. I ain't taking that phony baloney. No.